producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. On a Tuesday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to Tim Dillon, who is now the CEO of Noveske Rifle Works. And if you know the story of Noveske Rifle Works, back in January of 2013, after he posted a very lengthy Facebook post about the tie-in of psychotropic drugs to some of these shooters out there, John Noveske was killed in a very mysterious car crash. And I wouldn't say Noveske Rifle Works has been adrift, but we're going to let Tim Dillon tell you what he found. It's a great story. Noveske Rifle Works makes some of the highest grade AR-15s out there. But that's tomorrow. Yeah. Now, the New York database, the 35,000 newly minted crazy people in New York, all based upon the database that they have generated due to the SAFE Act. Talked a little bit about what that does. Now let's talk a little bit about what it doesn't do. The database, what it cannot do, and the report acknowledges this, is determine the names on it represent people who are truly a danger to themselves or others. Which means that these people have had their rights stripped of them without due process. Those arguing on the side of rights point out the unfairness of preemptively denying them, without adjudication, to those who have not proven a danger, while those with an agenda for wider citizen disarmament advocate, even if just one dangerous person has a gun taken away, that's a good thing. So if one out of the 35,000 is truly dangerous, that justifies the other 34,999 having their rights stripped away. Now, according to the New York Times, they point out that similar laws in other states have raised the ire of gun rights proponents, who worry that people who pose no threat at all would have their rights taken away. As have mental health advocates, they've also argued that the laws unnecessarily stigmatize people with mental illnesses, while at the same time, That's the thing about mental health. It's one of those intangibles. How do you know? Now in New York, this is just the beginning. Cuomo has already indicated that if he's reelected, he's already got SAFE Act 2 teed up. He's already got it teed up. In New York, purchasing a gun as opposed to obtaining a carry permit are quite different things in New York, which follows the may issue discretion of authorities. In New York City, it's even more exclusive. You have to be somebody very high profile, like actor Robert De Niro or shock jock Howard Stern or developer Donald Trump. None of which, by the way, I would ever imagine walk around in high crime areas. They may. I guess they could get lost. The inequity of that system is illustrated by a recent denial by the NYPD of an unrestricted business carry license to Cavalier Knight president and firearms dealer Robert Reynolds, who was told he had not demonstrated a special need for self-protection distinguishable from that of the general community. Reynolds, who was chair of a community board public safety committee, also saw his planned forum discussion on the basic right to personal self-defense and the right to keep and bear arms in New York State squelched by officials after he had already obtained approval and a week before it was to take place. So not only is exercising the right denied, evidently so is discussing it. Now, as for this same fact, non-adjudicated but nonetheless judged citizen database, the Brady campaign's If It Saves One Life slogan aside, the added scrutiny won't even do that. You know, the deadliest mass murder was done with tools obtained at Ace Hardware. Second greatest mass murder was with fuel, oil, and fertilizer. And the third most lethal, the Happy Land Dance Club fire, was gasoline and a match. Biggest school shooting, the biggest school deaths that ever occurred were due to dynamite in the 30s. Anyone who cannot be trusted with a gun, okay, this is someone that is truly, truly troubled. Anyone who cannot be trusted with a gun demonstrably cannot be trusted without a custodian. Because everyday tools and substances that can be abused for murderous purposes are within reach of anybody who enjoys freedom of movement. Simply prohibiting them from buying a gun is not going to hamper their ability to obtain one unlawfully or to use other means to injure and kill. The only safeguard against that happening is to remove such individuals from the general population. And that's an unfortunate truth. The Bill of Rights, among other reasons for its adoption, is supposed to ensure that no one is deprived of freedom without due process. It is part of what all signatory states recognized at the time as the supreme law of the land, which means all of these pre-crime things that they're doing right now in California, in New York, that's running against the supreme law of the land. Any sort of edict or law or regulation that denies freedom without first ensuring that rights are respected may be convenient for the state, but that's not why a government of limited and defined powers established to secure the blessings of liberty was agreed to in the first place. What they've done essentially here, and I'm guessing, okay, but because they haven't, none of these people on this list have been adjudicated as mentally ill or mentally dangerous or dangerous to others. I'm guessing that at some point they have taken Prozac. Somebody's passed away in their family and they've said they were depressed and need something to sleep. Maybe they went and self-committed for some mental hygiene after something, I don't know. Maybe they're military veterans who are dealing with PTSD, which is a natural occurring phenomena, and is also a temporary condition. It's a temporary condition. Unchecked, it can go on forever. It's a domino effect. Unless you stop the dominoes from falling, they will continue to fall, but... So there's 35,000 people now that have had their right to a weapon stripped away. If they are truly dangerous, they will find a way. The truly dangerous are dangerous, period. It doesn't matter if they can't get a gun. They'll look at a school crosswalk and rev up their 4,000-pound guided missile and head out. Release the brake and go. They'll get 5 gallons of gasoline and pour it around the perimeter of some church. They'll do something. They'll do something, and they will succeed in their murderous intent. And in the meantime, the others that may have just taken Prozac or Zoloft or something else that have been prejudged have their rights stripped away for no good reason. Makes me glad I live in the Southeast. We will be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I must confess, the only primetime television show I watch is Blacklist. And I watch that on Hulu. I never go to the networks. Primarily because of this. These sorts of shenanigans. Recently, ABC devoted an episode of its primetime drama Scandal, which I've never heard of, to push an anti-gun agenda, according to Hunter Roosevelt of the Controversial Times. The fictional president in the show reportedly uses his State of the Union address to compare the Second Amendment's inclusion in the Constitution to that of slavery, and parrots emotion-wrenching sound bites straight out of the anti-gun playbook. Very old and reliable technique. Interesting that they compare the Second Amendment to slavery. It's interesting. It's a very old way of going, using popular entertainment as a front for inserting blatant propaganda messages is reminiscent of a similar time and a similar move in which television shows were used to deviously push Obamacare on audiences. Martin Kaplan of the USC Annenberg Norman Lear Center's Hollywood Health and Society program told Deadline Hollywood, "Our experience has shown that the public gets just as much, if not more, information about current events and important issues from their favorite television shows and characters as they do from the news media and online resources. This makes me weep. It makes me weep. Because nobody out there, you know, we're talking about the low-info voter here. The low-info voter does not know the difference between a script and a fact. A script is something that is written in order to move things along at a certain timeline to make sure everything that gets condensed down. People absolutely hate it when I, you know, if they're talking about, say, Seagal or Chuck Norris or anything, about how bad they were, and I simply point out, well, it was scripted that way. Not to say they're not bad boys when it comes to mixing it up with somebody, but it was scripted that way. That's the fact of the matter. When they were announcing the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, when they announced it at the White House, there was high-level administration officials there, and there were A-list entertainment personalities there as well that gravitate toward progressive causes. And gun control, of course, is very high on their list of priorities. Not too long ago, when it was still the mayors against illegal guns, Mark Glaze muscled out and warned Brady campaign president Dan Gross against using celebrities that they laid claim to because the Bloomberg cartel was going to use them for their promotions. These celebrities, okay? A celebrity is someone that is celebrated because of a skill they may have. Now, if it's an actor, it's because they know how to play make-believe and make you believe that they are somebody that they are not. If it's a singer, it's because they can sing really well. If it's a dancer, it's because they can dance. If it's a sports, sports personality, it's because he can play a game well. And all these things pay very well. And at the end of the day, there is not a single one of those things that I just mentioned, a single one of those celebrity types that I just mentioned that you can't live without. Sure, it would be dull if you tuned in and there was no Dancing with the Stars, but when it's all over and done with, low info voter, let me ask you a question: who is the nut here between the two of us? Is it me who goes out and investigates everything that I hear, or is it you that watches, I don't know, whoever's playing the president that particular day, talking about something that, you know, he has no, you know, it's in the script. He's talking about it because it's in the script. It's not even his words he's using. He's a really good actor. He makes you believe it. But you've got what is essentially a make-believe liar because he's concocting this fantasy that he's this or that. And you're listening to them, and that's where you're getting your news. These guys are employed as useful idiots. That's what they are. And they do it on their own time, voluntarily. Subjecting audiences to propaganda to promote a government monopoly of violence and to disenfranchise people, citizens of the United States, from natural and civil rights is demonstrably manipulative and disrespectful of you if you're the viewer. It's also dishonest with advertisers who signed on to sponsor entertainment, not to finance causes that undermine the rights of their customers. I mean, sponsors of these shows, do you understand that if they take away the Second Amendment, then what follows then is the First Amendment, and you won't be selling what you sell because they'll be regulating what you sell, and there won't be shows on it for you to sponsor anyway because there'll be no First Amendment. Yeah. Do you get that? All these things you're producing? This media is dependent on the FCC, and they're dependent on regime approval at the forefront of the type of deception that was once the province of totalitarian regimes. This was where Joseph Goebbels existed. And it's very telling, with the opposite day truism in mind, that those employing such time-honed mass deception tactics today presume to call themselves progressives. Tune out, folks. Tune out. Don't, if you like scandal, enjoy it for the drama it brings. If you watch TV, it's entertainment. It's not life-changing. It may capture you with the story and everything. It may be of interest, but it is a distraction. At the end of the day, it's a distraction. And that's all that it is. It is meant to entertain you in a lot of, it's never been meant to be your life, your end goal of the day. I can't wait to get home. You're not living your life in front of the TV. You're consuming. What do you want to be? Do you want to be in the know? Do you want to be or do you want to be a follower? These guys are playing, they're using these celebrities as well-paid fools, and they're using you and insulting you at the same time, bringing you this propaganda, and you're just gobbling it up. Push away from the table. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. When I was a young man and I was trying to get into the kickboxing world, I went to a seminar that was held by the then light heavyweight champion in kickboxing. His name was Jeff Smith. And I was probably 16, 17 years old. And he told me something that I have applied to all manner of things when it comes to self-defense. He told us that what he does and the way he does it is rule for him, but it is not necessarily the rule for us. We have to find what works for us, and then we have to exploit that. Now let's segue to guns, shall we? Guns are the perfect gun for you, the perfect carry gun, the perfect self-defense tool for you is going to be a very subjective kind of thing. It's not going to be what I might recommend to you. What I carry and what works for me is rule. That's my rule. The problem for the new gun owners coming into it is that they know somebody out there that is a gun owner, somebody that, he's found the right automobile, and he's found the right political party, and he's found the right firearm for himself. And he invests his ego in the choice and then decides to tell the new gun owner that what's right for him is obviously going to be right for you. Then there's the people that will tell you, if you carry more firepower than me, that you're a paranoid mall ninja. And if you carry less than me, you are a pathetic sheeple. With husband and wives, you'll have the 6-foot male of the household that says, honey, I found the best gun to carry, so here's one just like mine, all for you. And he gives a sometimes a petite woman something too big for her hand or her whole body or her wardrobe. At that point, ideal outcomes are rarely going to ensue. For that matter, when the individual finds a single gun that seems best suited to him or her, even that isn't always the best for all the time, in every place or season. And that's very true. Rule for me, I've been going through something called piriformis, which when I wear a gun inside the waistband puts pressure on my lower back. So I have had to go from the full-size gun, if I'm going to conceal it that deeply, from the full-size guns and something like a Glock 26 or Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. And I'm making compromises with that. For me, I'm making compromises with that because I like capacity. I mean, years and years and years ago, the gun I wanted to carry the most, and I carried it the most, was a Smith & Wesson 4506 in 45 ACP. It was a beautiful gun. It was a great gun. It was an accurate gun. It was like trying to conceal a box of Wheaties. I used it a lot. I got very good with it. But was that the perfect setup for me at the time? Probably not. I was young, so I didn't have certain old man ailments coming through me. But there were some things that it lacked. Of course, it was a 45. And, carrying a big gun during the winter is not that big of a deal because you have lots of layers. You can carry outside the waistband and carry with lots of layers. But, you know, since the 4506's time, things have changed. The technology has advanced. I don't even know if Smith & Wesson, besides revolver, still makes a hammer-fired semi-automatic gun. I'd love to find another 4506, though, I've got to be honest with you. They started downsizing. Smith did. They went 39-13, 40-13. You know, they came out with all this other stuff. Now we're in the time of the polymer pistol. The Glock, the Springfield, the Smith & Wesson M&P, the Steyr, the Rugers. I mean, everybody's got a polymer pistol. They're lightweight, and, they come in different shapes and sizes. So if you can't hold a Glock, maybe you can hold an M&P. And they come in different sizes as far as the models themselves. Like there's the Glock 17, the 19, the 26, the 34. You can go from the shortest barrel, 26, to the longest barrel, 34. Same caliber. They all use the same magazines, but the one that is common that can be used with all four sizes of gun is the 17 magazine. That'll work in the 19, that'll work in the 34, and that'll work in the 26. That's why I like what I carry, because I carry those. If I don't have any 26 magazines, I can stick two Glock 19 magazines in my pocket, and they're going to work. I know they're going to work. Another part of picking out a gun is you have to figure out what is your threat profile. If you're a stalking victim, you're going to have a different threat profile than that somebody that works at an inner-city liquor store. I mean, if you're a stalking victim, you might want to consider wearing body armor to a certain degree, and maybe so the liquor store worker as well. The low end of firepower is going to be in your 5-shot revolvers, your snub-nose revolvers, your .38 specials, your .357 magnums. Work well. They work well. It's just that you're not going to have a lot of capacity with those, simply because of the nature of the beast. Reloading is slower. With some of them, they're as easy to carry as any semi-auto. I've got a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 38 Special and very slim profile for a revolver. But I like capacity. But the bottom line is that each one of us, as a gun carrier, we have to figure out what is our threat profile. Everybody has a different body shape, and everybody has a different wardrobe. And They have different selections to wear for both work days and the off days. Each of us has a different mix of experience and habits with guns. And all of those things can change from day to day, season to season, and situation to situation. Now, right now, if you live in certain states, nobody decides this for you. The choice is yours. And if you wind up with a wardrobe of carry guns, just as you already have a wardrobe of clothing for different seasons and occasions, there's nothing wrong with that. This is you adapting to your surroundings, to your threat profile, to what you have done, what you do. There's nothing wrong with that. Believe me. Right now, while if I'm just walking around wearing a shirt, it's a Glock 26 or it is the Smith & Wesson M&P. That's the easiest for me to carry. I'm getting over the piriformis, so I don't want to aggravate it anymore. I'm trying just to heal up from that. As soon as it gets cold enough to wear a coat, out is coming. The 17, the 34, the Glock 20 is going to be coming out. The STI 45, those will all make it into the rotation. Probably primarily the Glock 20, because the Glock 20 is it's a gun for all seasons. If you're wearing a nice thick coat, well, I can reach out and touch you. If you are a grizzly bear with a steel skull, well, I can reach out and touch you. With the same gun, it's great. One size fits all. But the choice is yours. So if you have a bunch of guns that you go back and forth on carrying, well, that's okay. That's okay. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, we talked about the journey to getting the right gun to carry, and we've decided that, you know, you don't have to settle on one. You can have one for different purposes. You can have as many as you want. You need to train with all of them. That is one caveat that goes along with that. But, and you also need to train however you carry it. But where some people go wrong, and I've seen this firsthand, where some people will go wrong, they'll go out and they'll do all the research, they'll do all the tests, you know, renting the guns, and finally find what their first good carry gun is going to be. And then it's in the details where they start to scrimp and, you know, try to get by, try to just get the very bare minimum. And I believe that's a mistake. I believe that's a mistake. It is as important when you're selecting your effective firearm as to pick effective support systems to go along with it, like your holster. How are you going to carry your magazines? How many magazines are you going to have? What kind of ammunition are you going to feed it? You've gone through all the time. In certain jurisdictions, you have to obtain a carry permit. You've gotten the pistol. You know, it is a pricey proposition. Hundreds of dollars are spent in acquiring the items needed. And it is a real temptation for some people to save a few bucks by spending less money on little details like the holster. Now, you don't have to do that. Okay, I know in the big box stores, if you go to the big box, some of you that want to carry a paddle holster, which a paddle holster is a fine selection, whether it's made out of leather or Kydex, and when you go... Gosh, when you go to Walmart, you can find Blackhawk holsters there. And they're pretty sturdy. But they have this little retention button. And I think that Blackhawk and one other company has this retention button inside the gun that's going inside the trigger guard. Now, these things are built, purpose-built for each pistol, so that is not going to hit the trigger just in you carrying the gun. But if you have to activate something inside the trigger guard, and you do it, say, when you're reholstering or something, that might cause a problem. So I stay away from Blackhawk holsters. I stay likewise away from Phobos. Phobos, which is at a very low price point, is they're not bad. They don't have anything inside the trigger guard. I carry G-Code. G-Code is, they sponsor the second hour. I carry G-Code because they have a different retention system. They have three different types of retention systems, depending on what you want. The OSH, which is an open-top holster, has a retention screw that will adjust the tension inside the holster around the trigger guard, pinching it, and that will adjust your draw. The SOC, which is more of a tactical holster, is actually two pieces where you can drop the lower cowl if you're going to carry a light on certain models of handgun, but it also has a retention bar on the back of it that's thumb activated when you draw on it. And they have the XST, which is also like that, but it doesn't come in two pieces. I carry primarily OSHs because I can run around. I've never had the gun come out of them, and they're good to go. The other thing about the G-Code system, they have something called the RTI, the Rapid Transition Interface, that you can hook up with any holster they make. And you can hook up their little wheels that they attach to on your thigh, on your hip, on your chest, and move that gun all over the place. Pop, pop, pop. It's secure every time you do it. It just doesn't go away. That's for that type of holster. If you're going to carry outside the waistband, if you're looking for something... If you're looking for something tactical, that is tactical in nature, it's easy to carry. The OSH paddle holster disappears very well underneath a untucked shirt. That's one way to go. That's the only way I go outside the waistband. Now, there are other holsters out there. There are other holsters out there that are outside the waistband if that's the way you want to run. But there's also a plethora of inside the waistband features where people save money. Is they look at Uncle Mike's of the little $9 socks that you can put on with a little plastic clip. I've actually used those. There's nothing wrong with them except you can't reholster the weapon. So there's three types of inside the waistband holsters I use. I use a more traditional one that's made by Galco, which is a leather one, but it's not the easiest to reholster into, but it is easier than the Uncle Mike's sock. I also use Nate Squared Tacticals, very good holster, except it's very big. It's a very big holster. It has a big pad that's fitting up against you, so it's very comfortable, too. But it has a hard shell if you get their Nate Squared Pro. And I also use the G-Code Incog, which rumor says was designed by Travis Haley, but I have my doubts. That's just me saying. These are different types of holsters. All of them are different types of holsters, and all of them give different levels of comfort. They all have different reasons for them being in my collection. And here's some of the things to think about with a concealed carry holster especially. What if you're riding around in a car? If you're riding around in a car all day, and you carry strong side, you've got your gun possibly in the wrong place. There's two places that your gun can be in a much better position for a draw if you're in a car with a seatbelt on. That is a shoulder holster or an ankle holster. The ankle holster should be worn, if you're right-handed, it should be worn on the inside of your left ankle. If you're riding around in a car all day, that's something you need to look at. How are you carrying the gun? If you are riding around, or if you're walking around or something, and you're, different holsters have different, they bite you some way or another. They bite you some way or another. You want a holster that's going to cover the gun, because, the only gun I carry in my Incog is my Glock 26, because the Glock 26 does not extend past the part of the holster. I don't have bare metal hitting me anywhere. With the Nate Square Tactical, you don't have to worry about it. The gun's not going to touch you at all. It's not going to touch you even a little bit. The commonality amongst those two, the Incog and the Nate Square Tactical, is ease of reholstering, because that is important. The other thing about them is that they hold the gun securely. That is paramount. You don't want your gun to wobble. in the holster. And if it's in a Kydex holster and it's wobbling, it's making noise, isn't it? Probably noise that only you'll notice, but like if you sit down and you're watching your wife try on shoes or something and you're in a lady's shoe store and you sit down and you hear that wobble, blah, blah, blah. The first thing you're going to think is you're going to be looking around. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. It's going to shift around. It's going to feel like a rock caught in your shoe. And it's going to madden you until you remove the source, which in this case is going to be the gun. The handgun, when you're carrying concealed, is never the cause of the discomfort. It is it's the holster. And here's where the problem comes in. For a lot of people that only own one gun, if they have a serious service-size firearm and they can't carry it because they've, you know, scrimped on the holster, they'll go and trade that gun on some sort of .380 automatic, which is fine, but it's a lot less as far as stopping to power and, you know, lethality. When they could just go, I mean, G-Code and Blackhawk are at nearly the same price point. They're at nearly the same price point. You can get into a good holster and for $70. And if you're looking at a holster and you're looking at one, if you have the budget to go above that, fine. I would try it before I pay for it. But at $70, you know, you got Raven Concealment. Way below that is G-Code, which is just as good as any of them out there, if not better. They're indestructible. They are indestructible. The Nate Square Tactical, as far as a concealed carry holster, I have fallen asleep with a Glock 21 stuck in my hip one time. Then there's the position of the holster. Wherever you got it, you got to experiment with that. But don't break the habit. Don't think that you need a smaller gun if you've picked out a $19 holster. Dress for success. We're going to roll into the second hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Eye keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.